More than 1 million North Carolina residents have registered or re-registered to vote since the 2016 election. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonie Dinge says a lot of the new voters are young and are more than twice as likely to identify as Latinx or Asian than in previous elections.
When I think of new registered voters under the age of 30, I think of students on a college campus.
Hi, I'm from North Carolina Public Radio asking students, are you registered to vote? You are? Can I ask you a question? When did you register?
Bree Allen is a student at Meredith College in Raleigh, newly registered at 18 years old with the Libertarian Party.
It just aligns more with my views, and I don't like the big party systems, so.
David McLennan is not surprised. The professor of political science at Meredith College says he has seen a lot of change in this group of voters who have come of age during a volatile time in American politics.
It's a very active group. They see themselves as change agents. They go to marches, they participate in protests, they go online to boycott things. So it's a very interesting group.
But will they vote?
That's the question, because if we go back to 2016, we did not have a very strong turnout among young people. 2018, that was slightly improved.
What we do know is these new North Carolina registered voters fall into two main groups, according to numbers crunched by Carolina Demography at UNC. They are less likely to have been born in North Carolina, or they were under the age of 18 during the last presidential election. On a Wednesday night in Raleigh last month, a few dozen young people came together for their regularly scheduled Pueblo Power Program. It's sponsored by the nonprofit El Pueblo Incorporated, serving Wake County's growing Latinx community. One exercise involved passing a large red cloth rose around the circle. Each person announced the good, rosy news in their life as a petal and the not-so-good news as a thorn. Lisbeth Burgos de Pina says her thorn is stress. She wouldn't elaborate. But then her eyes lit up.
A petal would have to be that I got into 3 universities. And that I got my voters thingy. My
voter card?
Yeah, my voter card last week. So that's cool. Gonna be able to vote this year.
The 17-year-old Millbrook High School senior admits she didn't always think voting was cool.
But then my mom sat down with me and told me that many people, especially of our community, don't get to vote.
Angeline Echevarria is the executive director of El Pueblo. She says they have been able to help increase the number of registered voters by targeting festivals, phone banking, direct mail, and even knocking on doors.
Not everyone is eligible to register to vote, but everyone can be informed about the elections, everyone can be informed about the process, and encourage those who are eligible to register.
In downtown Durham, Ricky Lung with North Carolina Asian Americans Together is relaxing, having a cup of coffee after a long day of helping to register voters in the Asian community. Lung says he usually prepares himself for a hard sell.
I prepare myself for a lot of people saying no, and I'm often very pleasantly surprised by all the yeses that I get.
Lung, who is of Chinese descent and later naturalized as a U.S. citizen, says some immigrants have even grabbed his clipboard, anxious to fill out the form.
My passion isn't just for voting rights, but it's also about empowerment of communities, and that's only one method and one tactic that we empower our communities.
Numbers also show newly registered voters are less likely to be born in North Carolina, coming from California, Florida, New York, New Jersey, and Texas. And 43% of these potential new voters are unaffiliated, but most of them likely swing Democrat or Republican. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.